studio Blondie and China, right?
Yes.
Soul studio Blondie and China, right?
Yes.
So when I come back from getting my coffee, I'm sitting there listening to the radio. I'm thinking that they were strippers.
Strippers.
I was mistaken. I thought they were strippers.
Well, you know.
From the name, right. I heard the one lady say, no, you know, she was talking about her prom. And so I'm like, oh, man, I feel like a fool. But just the name just sounded like we
listen.
Had Blondie and China.
Yeah, and they were mother and daughter, so you weren't alone.
Oh, okay. When I said I had to get that off, at least it'll put a little light on it. On
the oh, day, that's a good one. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening.
Yes, indeed. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. And, you know, call me anytime.
I will. I'm always up.
Awesome.
You have a blessed day.
You too. And much love to your mom, 92.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Happy 4th.
Yes, indeed. Terry, from Miramar, line 4. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Hey, how you doing? Good evening. Oh, well, yeah, I guess it's evening. Good evening, everyone. How
yes.
you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Two things. Let's not be fooled by the term radical Islam, because people have used religion to push their evil onto people.
Listen.
The Klan used to read the Bible and then go out and try to kill black
people. Kill people. Right.
Hang people. In the name of the Lord.
Right.
Right. And so people have always used it. So these guys are doing the same thing. They're taking what they believe the Quran say or whatever source they're reading and trying to justify that for their killing. And one thing I wanted to say to our young commissioner there, and congratulations on the success that you're having, how great would it be if you could come up with an ordinance in the city that you could get passed, and I know it's going to be a mountain challenge for you, that say, because we have a city of over 100,000 people, that there's no assault rifles will be allowed in the city of Miami.
Mm.
What would that do for you, especially with your district, because of the fact we all know that the atrocities that are happening, most of them are happening in your district. But as long as we have the NRA and these folks who are more concerned about putting guns in people's hands instead of looking at the carnage that is caused by these weapons, that's the issue. Because I'm sure you guys have seen, how many of you ever watch a hunting show and they use an AK-47?
Yeah.
Never. It's not designed for that. It's a people killer.
Yeah.
And
for
so
war.
Guess what? If we can't give them drugs, let's give them guns. And they give them guns because, and guess what? And the commissioner's right. There are less shootings in the city of Miami, but more people still dying. They get shot with.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your
shot with
Terry.
You guys be blessed, but commissioner, wish you much success. And please, if we work, whatever we can do to keep these young kids from being idle, support these youth programs, that's what we need to do because, let's face it, they don't have to look for trouble anymore. Trouble's already in their home. It's called a computer.
Thank you for that.
Have a blessed night.
And, you too.
And I will be continue watching and supporting whatever endeavors that I can on the community side of the house. But
thank you.
And wish that brother luck who's watching the walking to Washington. Make sure you put his map out so we can get some kids to join in with him as he's passing out.
Yes. He'll be on in just a few. Keon, you want to answer?
No, I just appreciate you calling in and bringing that up. I mean, this is something that we have discussions about. How do we limit people's access to these high-power firearms? And assault weapon bans are things that I've definitely thought about, and we try to find different ways to introduce legislation that affects our community. But many times, the straight road isn't always the road that you have to travel. And so finding different ways to keep people away from those types of firearms is definitely something that I do every single day. And that's why we, in my office, adopted a crime deterrent initiative as well as an anti-poverty initiative, because for us it's important that we not only keep crimes from happening but show children and which way they should go and give them the tools necessary to get there. So I mean, I have a list of programs that I can tell you about within my district that we utilize to help our communities pull themselves out of poverty and keep themselves away from crime. But we'll do that.
Yeah, I was going to say that's another show because we have a lot to talk about. We missed several conversations. Lauren on line 2. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Lauren.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, it's pretty good. So, L Boogie, we talk on social media all the time still. So, love this topic you guys are bringing up. I want to just kind of get the kind of educator's perspective on what has been happening. And, you know, I think of a lot of, you know, we just finished ending school last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think of my kids. I teach high school, 12th grade. So, they're luckily going off to college, but the, you know, the issue of being accepted for their sexual orientation, it's been difficult. It's a kind of something that's kind of brushed under the rug in a lot of ways, and the intolerance in our community, especially in Miami-Dade, is just kind of it's sad. It's sad. It really, really is, because they are really up against, you know, and I know you, Jill, you've talked about this in, on many of your shows about the, you know, the church and the community being very divisive. To kids like that, and how, you know, and then on the other side, having the, you know, the Donald Trump crap that comes out on the media supporting the kind of weak-minded people to say, well, you know what, I don't think that they're people anyway, and feel empowered to do what
right.
happened this morning.
Yeah.
So, but I feel like in our community, as what your panelists have been saying, is it's about really... I don't want to say normalizing, because it's not. I mean, it's humanizing our community, the LGBTQ community, and supporting, you know, supporting companies like Pride Center that's in Fort Lauderdale, and destigmatizing these kids so that they feel that they're accepted, and more importantly, the older generation, their parents, the community. Sees them not as the other, as I'm sure one of your panelists which had just said, but as part of a larger community, and so that when, you know, these kind of lone wolves have these kind of you know, red flag behavior within their family or in that community, that we're more empowered to say,
yeah,
something is wrong here.
Yeah,
because again, when it's at the when you're dealing with the other and not.
Well, yeah,
the human.
Right. Well, and that is the big problem that we've dealt with always as a country. Thank you, Lauren. But one of the big problems that we're dealing with right now is that there's this climate of others, and it just depends on who's talking. But you know, it's been coming from one pulpit quite a bit, and it's Mexicans, then it's Muslims, then it's Blacks, then it's or my blood, my African Americans, you know, it being okay. And I think, you know, the media plays a very, very big part in that. And just in this past week, you know, when he just really doubled down on the judge, did there finally start to be some pushback? And you mentioned the Pride Center, which allows me to thankfully bring in Lorenzo Robinson into the conversation. Thank you so much for joining us on Hot Talk.
Oh, thank you for having me here tonight.
Lorenzo is the conference coordinator for the Umoji Men's Collective Conference for Black Same Gender Loving Men and a tireless HIV and gay activist and advocate.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me here tonight. I'm just in response to the lady before. I mean, one of the things that we have to do to really think about how our next generation really deals with their sexual orientation, we have to be able to... understand who they are, but we have to accept them, and we have to do more education in our community so they know who the gay people are, because we don't talk about it enough. We don't have enough of us who are out and open about our sexual orientation, and until we start to do that,
right.
A lot of our young kids are going to continue to be blind, and they're going to continue to hide that part of their personalities, and it's not going to be healthy for them.
And you know, we've been working on that show, and you all will definitely be back for that show about being Black being gay in the Black community. That you know, you've always known, there's always been, all my godfathers were gay, first of all. But my mother was real specific about who she wanted around me.
Right.
And so she wanted a tribe that could teach me life on every level.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God that she did. But there's, you know, particularly in the African-American community, there have always been gay people through your life. But family sometimes, like the organ player at church, or... I mean, Uncle David, he's just a little different, you know, and that's his friend, John.
Right.
That's been his friend for the past 30 years, you know, that's his roommate.
And one of those things that we have to really do is that it's for the people who are gay to start to recognize and respect their own relationships.
Right.
If my partner or my husband is who he is, that's who I say he is. I don't say this is my friend.
Right.
And we have to do that. Until we start to do that and stand up and say, this is who I am, people are going to continue to disrespect our relationship and disrespect us and our sexual orientation.
And I do want to, unfortunately, we don't have the space to talk about it in this show, but when we do that part two of gay in the black community, I do want to talk about that, like, and open that up to callers, like, how many of you are comfortable in that space of saying at the family reunion, no, this is not my best friend. This is my husband of 5 years. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? I mean,
quite
because
a
that
few
is.
Of us are comfortable.
Yeah, right. A lot of us are. A lot
but
of
see,
us are.
But see, like my mother, all of my friends are. Mm-hmm. But that's not. You know what I'm saying? That's we have that problem.
I think before we close out, it's the generational shift that's going to happen in the next 10 to 20 years where we are more open to one another and don't identify by labels. When I came out, all the kids said, who cares?
Right.
All the adults had the problem.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing more and more young folks expressing who they are, creating gay straight alliances and
absolutely.
Creating groups and clubs and schools and speaking out and joining the gay community is because we are becoming less and less of a labelized country. We won't be majority white. We won't be majority a run race. We won't even be majority straight.
You know what I heard the other day, though? Somebody, a pundit on television, say, and speaking about the Mexican judge, saying that, you know, there are a lot more people that are in the minority majority.
Exactly.
And I thought, oh my God, you found another label rather than just say the majority.
But I will also add.
And now we are the minority majority.
To echo my brother, I will also add, we're about to approach a generation that will have never known that interracial marriage was illegal.
Right. Yeah.
That
right.
will have known an African American president.
Right.
That will have known gay marriage.
Yep.
And will hopefully have known a female president.
Yep. Exactly.
So when you talk
exactly.
about
and a gay
a
president
shift,
in the next right. 20 years. Yeah.
That's where we're
well,
headed.
So, and then what we don't want to do is drag, you know, just the injustice of the past into our future.
Wow.
And joining us tonight is my good friend, Abdul Mohsin. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm just fine. Thank you.
So glad to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Media Enterprises. He is longtime friend. We've worked together at Cox Media Group for a decade. Well, it wasn't always Cox, but it was 99 Jams and then became Cox. And now you have a company, Media Enterprises.
Yes, M4 and, Media.
And you are, I'm sorry, M4 right. Media Strategy Enterprises. And quite the well-known and desired and sought-after chef. And a devout Muslim. I remember when we were at 99 Jams and, you know, when it was time for prayer, Abdul would put down his cloth and get down on his knees in prayer in that office.
Every day.
And tune, everything out. And I was just so struck by his discipline, within a world that has none. you know, for many, many years. And so, you know, and we talked this morning and I really wanted to talk about the idea because, again, we are in the, you know, we are desperately close to making, you know, the Muslim other. You know, we're talking about religion of over. I'm sorry, go ahead.
There's a segment in this country that has already made the Muslim other.
Right.
So we're living in that era right now. So the Muslim is the new boogeyman, so to speak.
Right.
In
that's
America.
That's a good, yeah.
You know, at one point it was the African American. At one point it was the Vietnamese. At one point it was the people from Japan, the Japanese. And now it's the Muslim.
Right.
But what they fail to realize is that Muslims are ingrained in this country. The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, was adopted from the Holy Quran. You know, Thomas Jefferson had a Quran, and many of the framers of the Constitution studied the Holy Quran. Mm-hmm. So much of what you hear is basically propaganda, but a lot of this violence that you see is totally antithetical to the Muslim belief.
Mm-hmm.
No Muslim who believes, as I do, believes that it's okay to kill innocent people.
Mm.
There is no justification for it. There is no rationale for it. And what was done this morning was based on a person who had a very ill streak and thought that it was necessary for him to commit a very evil deed. And he is condemned for that. As it says in the Quran that if you kill one person, it's like killing the entire humanity. And if you save one person, it's like saving the entire humanity. So when we see these type of atrocities, we have to put them in the proper context. And Muslims, of course, are not monolithic, but we are monolithic in our belief
mm-hmm.
that we believe in the humankind and that every human being has the right to live. And we do not persecute, prosecute, nor execute. That is not our job.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't do that. And we don't condone anyone that does that.
Right. So now, how did this faction or this just bastardization of Islam find its roots? And why is it so attractive, do you think, to young men?
Well, what you have to do is look at what has taken place over the last 15, 16 years. It started with the war in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And when you find, you know, America and other countries going into places like Iraq and perpetrating war,
mm-hmm.
you'll find that there is going to be some people in those areas, like Iraq, who's not going to like what happened.
Right.
It's like somebody coming in your house and start shooting everybody.
Right.
You're going to look at that person that started to shoot as your enemy.
Right.
So it starts there when you have people who felt like, I had nothing to do with your issue.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you shooting at me?
Right.
So now they've become somewhat ingrained in their minds that America is against them. Right. And then those that are there that have other ideas that would like to manipulate those that have that ingrained or initiation or that innate feeling, they're going to say to them, see, they're not only hating you, but they hate Islam.
Mm-hmm.
So now that person says, why would they hate Islam? We have nothing to do with that. But instead of looking at it from a contextual standpoint, they now internalize that and feel that they have to defend themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what they don't realize is that if you are a true believer in Islam, you're never the aggressor. Mm. You defend when war or violence is perpetrated on you.
You. Right.
So that means I can't strap on a life jacket or a bomb jacket and walk into a place and blow it up.
Right.
It's where just was the violence against, perpetrating on you? It's totally right. against everything that we believe.
Right.
Now, the mindset is that what you're doing is defending Islam, when mm-hmm. in essence, you're not.
Right.
So that's where the problem is. You have the Palestinian issue with Israel perpetrating violence on the Palestinians in the West Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Innocent Palestinians can't go and walk freely. They're living in apartheid. And they're feeling that America is defending Israel. Because yeah. they allow that type of thing to happen to Muslims in Palestine. So you have a whole bunch of convolution going on, which if not placed in a proper context, you get this radicalized idea, and people who have a demented idea of how the world should be run will now take advantage mm-hmm. of those who don't really understand the complete context.
You know what? That's the first time that it has been explained in a way that I understand it. It's like a gang. It's just like a gang.
Exactly.
It's that same mentality of that, you know, that gang leader on the street that, you know, watches all those kids that don't are single parent and they don't have any place to go and they don't feel accepted and starts yeah. to bring them in.
They say, come here, right. I'll show you love.
Right.
I'll show and you that's community. I show you brotherhood. I show you a utopian society
mm-hmm.
that under so-called ISIS rule Here is what the world should be.
Right.
And in order for us to get to that utilitarian society, you got to get rid of these are all infidels, the people that don't believe like we do. And that's not Islam.
No.
That's not Islam.
No.
Islam strictly says that I believe in a God that I pray to and worship and that has created me. There will come a time that you may not believe like I do.
Mm-hmm.
You may not want to live like I do. But I say, you serve your God, and I'll serve mine. Mm-hmm. It'll be fine.
And we'll be back. Stay tuned. This is Hot Talk on Hot 105.
To join Hot Talk, call 888-550-9105.
If you iHeart Hot 105, you can listen to us on the iHeart Radio app anytime. Anywhere. Take South Florida's number one radio station, Hot 105, with you at work, to the beach, or even when you're out of town on vacation with the iHeartRadio app. Take all your favorite Hot 105 personalities, music, and connection to South Florida anywhere with the iHeartRadio app. Download it now on Google Play or the iTunes App Store. Search iHeartRadio or log on to hot105fm.com for more. The iHeartRadio app. Download it now.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, listen up. Now is the time to deal with it. Now more than ever, the government wants your money, and it is the IRS's job to get it. We at OIC Tax Services can help you negotiate a settlement up to 85% more than what the IRS would accept. If you are a candidate, we will confront the IRS so you don't have to. Do you really think you can take on the IRS alone? You can't. We will get you on track before another tax season ends and another year is added to your balance. Don't let the IRS attack your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security check. We specialize in solving tax problems and have negotiated real solutions to thousands of people just like you. You can't afford to put it off another day. Call us at 800-727-4948. Don't let the IRS make you live in fear any longer. Call 800-727-4948. That's 800-727-4948. Again, 800-727-4948.
Leaving tobacco behind isn't an easy task. In all honesty, it's a very hard thing to do. The good news is, if you want to quit, Tobacco Free Florida offers free help, support, and the tools you'll need to succeed. When you log on to tobaccofreeflorida.com, you can connect to WebCoach, a free online program that's confidential and customized. WebCoach helps you create a quit plan that's right for you. You may also qualify for free nicotine replacement therapy. If you've tried to quit tobacco before, or if you've been avoiding trying to quit, now is the right time for you to succeed. You're just a click away from starting your quit plan. There's a quitter in you, and with the help of Tobacco Free Florida's three ways to quit, you'll double your chances of success. Why wait then? Call Tobacco Free Florida at 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW or connect to WebCoach at tobaccofreeflorida.com. Ask about free nicotine replacement options to help you quit today.
Tom Joyner in the morning, the Tom Joyner Morning Show, and everybody knows it's on 105.1.
This is the Flyjack Tom Joyner. On Monday, the Two Live Stews will be here to talk about the NBA Finals, and Shirley Caesar calls in. That counts as church. Seriously Angry News from Damon Williams on Tuesday. Thursday, a live in-studio jam with Chrisette Michelle. And Friday, Huggy announces the Bama of the Week. All that and more on the TJMS. All that and more on the TJMS.
And we're back Monday morning, 6 to 10 a.m. with the best music information and what's happening in our community.
Hot 105.
Your views matter to us. Call Hot Talk at 888-550-9105.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much. Listen, thank you so much to everybody staying up with us on Facebook Live. We got 430 people watching on Facebook Live at 12:30 in the morning. Thank you. Praise, all praises be to God and Allah for making this happen right here. I think we, wait a minute, hold on. I might have lost you guys. There was a, Tangela Sears made a comment and Marlon Hill made comments that I wanted to mention to you right quick before we go to the phones and I bring Rebecca and say it one more time because your name and the way your name is pronounced and the way your name is spelled, Rosman. Oh, he's looking at me like, who are you talking to? You pronouncing my name so wrong.
You messed that all the way up. It's Darnez.
Darnez. But it's baby. Spelled.
You messed it all the way up.
I'm telling you.
Oh, okay. You tried.
I you know, I made the effort. But actually, Anthony came in early and told me like three times. But I do. Wait a minute. Right quick. I wanted to share with you, Keon, Tangela Sears said on Facebook Live, I can't find it now, that the NRA has nothing to do with how these kids are getting guns in the streets. And I wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Well, the first thing is that Tangela Sears always knows what she's talking about. She's and her family has been a victim of gun violence.
Mm-hmm.
She advocates on the behalf of women and children who suffered from gun violence. And at the end of the day, no, they may not be receiving those guns from or having to do anything with the NRA, but the issues that the NRA causes for people with guns in our communities, and the ease of access that people get guns legally is an issue. The issue that we're facing in the inner cities is not the legal access to weapons, but the illegal access to the weapons. And so what we need is the authority, be it the city of Miami, the federal government, whomever it is in the state, to crack down on the illegal guns that are coming to within our communities and the children who have access to those firearms that are using them in our communities.
Wow. Abdul just passed me, I won't say the name because I don't want the people coming after me, manufactured guns. But right here, I mean, he just literally just pulled it up. It's manufactured right here in Miami. That you can just go in and get, I mean, and just stock up on magazines now. You already have a top seller? Get some more magazines. I mean, it is, they're selling it like, you know, like bras on sale.
Like it's candy.
Right. Yeah, it's.
And then we try to figure out why we have so many guns in our community. They're being manufactured right here.
Joining us, Rebecca Butterfly Vaughn, how are you, my dear?
I'm doing just fine this evening, Jill Tracy.
And Darnez, walkofhearts.org, how are you, sir?
I'm fine, and you?
I am blessed and highly favored. Thank you very much. There was, you heard the comment from the gentleman who said, want to give you a shout out.
Oh, for, yes,
for doing the walk.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. So, and you know, Anthony was telling me that you had conversations. Darnez is actually on to talk about his walk, but he's said that, you know, and we said, well, you know, we'll do it next week or whatever. And so he said, no. He said, I just talked to him. He was telling me about how they were having the conversations in the gym and how there were people that you know, you had a major argument with people in the gym about your beliefs about what happened in Orlando.
Yes. Earlier today, I was in the gym and there was a guy. His whole point was, you know, there's, you know, people have mental problems. People go through this. People go through that. My thing is, why are we making excuses for them?
Mm.
I know people with real mental problems.
Right.
Stop giving people a way out.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel as if we do this all the time, unless it's someone of our race or descent or something of that sort. We just say, okay, he's a thug, he's this, he's that. But then all of a sudden you run across something like this, and then we say, oh, it's a mental problem. We need to stop giving people a way out. This was a crime of hatred.
Yeah.
For someone to hate someone so much that they're willing to give their own life, that's a different level of hate.
Yeah. Well, it goes to Abdul's point, what he just shared. And that's the first time that it was just, and that's also, I think, one of the reasons for the confusion is because the pundits do not, I think deliberately do not explain the issues of the world that we're talking about. And I think that's why so many.
It's not sexy.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not. It's just if you need to understand context.
Right.
It means that you have to study.
Right.
It means that you have to be concerned enough to look carefully at to what is really going on.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not going to take the time to do that, it's more sensational to talk about those people doing this particular atrocity so you can gain some ratings.
Right.
It's easier to do it that way.
And it's, you know, they are really desperate, horrible bedfellows right now.
Absolutely.
Because you cannot turn on your television, particularly a cable channel, and not hear Trump's name in the first 60 seconds because they're feeding the beast. You know, it is like reality television. You've got people like me who are watching, waiting for somebody to have the cojones, you know, to really stop that, just stop him from lying on television and his pundits and to push back against that, you know. And then you have the other people that are watching because they believe him or they support. So the bottom line is we're all watching it. It's one reality show.
Yeah, but you also got to think about, too, the people that are accepting this kind of rhetoric. These are people that have an innate belief
that they're superior.
That they're superior one, and these other people should be annihilated.
Right.
Let's just get a big bomb and just drop it.
Right, because he said it in one of those rallies. He said, I just bombed out of all of them.
Yeah. So, and that's that easy course. Now, we talked about conflict resolution earlier, you know, and what's happening to our children. The easiest way to get rid of an issue or a conflict is to use violence.
Yeah.
This is what people like Trump is perpetrating and people from the White Ring is perpetrating. And then they say, why is so much violence in the streets?
Right.
You know, you're doing the same thing
that
you're criticizing these young people when you are the ones that they're looking at.
Yeah.
You're the example of how you resolve conflict is that you go get some bombs. And you send some soldiers, and you kill people.
Right.
And Donald Trump should be prosecuted for the types of things that he does. That's one thing you don't hear people talk about. When Trump talked about what should happen to the people who disagree with him, you should beat them up, throw them out.
Right.
You
know, in the old days, we used to take them out on a stretcher.
And then that thing did happen.
Yeah.
You know, Trump should be prosecuted for inciting the riot.
But then he says he didn't do it.
When you talk about Trump and how he spoke about that judge, he did that to embarrass the court.
The court,
to disrespect the court. He should have been put before that court in a contempt of court hearing.
But it's
allowed. They allow him to carry on like that.
Yeah. And it... I'm sorry. hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, how are you?
Good, how are you? Who's this?
I was driving home from work. I'm listening to your show. First time I've listened to it.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you.
And thank you. I heard you discussing the dehumanization and bigotry and discrimination against gays and lesbians. And I think that's true. But I noticed that no one talks about that same dehumanization, bigotry, and discrimination that goes on in this country every day against preborn babies or unborn babies. You know, today, 3,000 preborn babies' lives were snuffed out by a violent procedure called abortion. And these gay groups like the Human Rights Campaign and Florida Equality and GLSEN, none of those groups speak out against that type of dehumanization. So
that's
gay
not
groups,
true.
Like they want us to
that
feel
is absolutely
sorry
not true.
For what happened to them today, but they don't want to. But they support the dehumanization and bigotry and discrimination against preborn babies. Can anyone explain that? And
well,
why is no
and
one
I think
talking
I'm just going to go here.
Yeah, please do.
I don't think you're being very logical in your argument. You have a thought that you want to use this platform to get across. So I don't think that there is any logical reasoning with you, but what I will say is, why don't we look at making this world a safe place for the life that already exists here before we talk about bringing additional lives into this planet that are not safe, if this planet isn't safe for the people and the human beings that are already here? Where is the care, concern, compassion, Christianity for the lives that are already here and making sure that they have the right to a life of the pursuit of happiness?
No matter what.
I agree with you. But when a woman is pregnant, that is also a life. Is it not?
Yes. Well, let me ask you this. Where did you hear that, you know, the gay community didn't support, you know, life of an embryo?
because the gay groups, if you study them, they have always been very supportive of what you call the pro-choice groups. And have you ever heard of a pro-gay group coming out against abortion violence? I never have. Now, maybe you have, and you can tell me.
Okay, that's where you get into. You just pretty much answered your own question and comment. It's just as they say, just because you don't see it happening does not mean it's not happening. Just because you don't hear it does not mean it was not said.
And I can tell you, I am very much aware of conservative LGBT Christian congregations who are very much pro-life. But when you talk about...
Is the Human Rights Campaign pro-life?
I am not on staff at the Human Rights Campaign. I am definitely not going to presume to
speak
for their agenda. But I can tell you, when you ask, what do I know? I do know of a conservative Christian LGBT congregation who is pro-life.
Well, would you agree that the same dehumanization that led to this killing today of the 50 people, that same type of dehumanization is perpetrated on preborn babies, where people pretend they're not human or they're only half human?
We're a little like apples and oranges on that conversation. And I don't think, but what I will say is that, as Rebecca just said, that we can't, just because you or I or may not know of it happening, does not mean that it doesn't happen. You know, just,
you agree, dehumanization can take many forms, right? Like, was against Jews, it was against Blacks, it was against gays.
Yes.
Now it's against pre-born human
it's
beings.
It's still against, yeah. No, it's against, we just add them to the pot, because it is still against Mexicans and Blacks and women and unborn babies. It is still existing. So it's not one or the other. We can't trade one for the other.
I agree. Yeah. And I'm saying to you, let's add preborn babies.
Well, yeah, I mean,
victims of dehumanization.
That is a conversation that I definitely would have. It didn't have context in this conversation. Yes, it's definitely a conversation to be had.
I think it's part of it is because he's taking an argument about the right to privacy, the right to what a woman does with her own body.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to put that in the context
in
of
the
this,
conversation
of this. Yeah. Tragic event that happened today.
Let's not forget.
So it goes back to apples and oranges.
Thank you so much for that call.
Abortion is legal, and blowing up a nightclub, shooting at a nightclub, is an act
not
of terrorism.
Legal.
It's two different things.
Yeah, it is. It's two different. I mean, we understand where you were going, but that's definitely a conversation that I'd be willing to have, because, you know, I think we all have thoughts on that as well, and I think that you find that they will be very diverse. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk. Hello, and good night.
Jill.
Yeah.
It's this type of deflection.
Yeah.
That causes us not to deal with the real solutions that needs to be had with the issues.
Yeah.
Now, here it is. We're talking about something that's very, very serious.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the right to be
a human being on the planet
mm-hmm. to go where you want to go, do what you need to do without being murdered.
Right. Period.
Live, walking around, individuals. That's what we're talking about. Human beings have the right to live, period.
Period.
Well, Jill, you mentioned about Trump earlier, and this is really big on Facebook right now. There's so many different dialogues, and mm-hmm. you're getting the intelligent conversations, you're getting the keeping it real, ignorant conversations. But this is something that was on Chanel Charlton's page. And, of course, you know, for the sake of radio, you know, she's like, stuff don't be no coincidence. 911 wasn't, and she has two different hashtags. One hashtag is conspiracy. The other hashtag is too deep for most.
Mm-hmm.
Then she says, Amara says, June 12, 2016 at 9:41 a.m. I would not be surprised if this is Trump and the GOP paying a militant Islamist to create terror in a potential swing state. The victims were gay, and it was a Latino club. It wouldn't be the first time Republicans aided Islamic terrorists. Bush personally let Saudis leave the country immediately after 9/11. They knew even that early on that the Saudis were involved. And she ends it by saying, anything for a vote, anything for a war.
Wow.
That's deep.
The thing is, I really wouldn't put it past Trump. I have no feelings at all for Trump.
Yeah,
if it were me, I think Trump should build his wall and stand behind it. I don't want Trump
on the outside.
I don't want him anywhere.
Well, you know,
in my life,
I tell everybody I watch Scandal, so I believe. Listen, I don't think anything is impossible.
Question on why from Port St. Lucie to Orlando.
That was my first question this morning. Why did he go from Port St. Lucie to Orlando to find a gay club? Right. I mean, there's something there. Yeah.
You don't know because we don't know the details. That's why the investigation has to be ongoing. You never know. He might have had a relationship with somebody.
With somebody in that club.
Exactly.
You never know what could be the situation.
That was all that.
That's the only thing I know to make me drive a long distance with somebody.
At the end of the day, Jill, even every entity or person of a culture that, keeping it real, is against homosexuality, just like with the Jamaicans, you know, they call them Bati Man, Bati Boy, and they're against it. Trust me, you'll be surprised how many Jamaicans
that are out there.
You'll be surprised how many Haitians that are out there that are gay.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be surprised. So that's just it. Just as, you know, Hardeman just said, we have no idea that by chance maybe somebody he used to date was up in that club.
And that's why he was so upset when he saw two men kissing. The father doesn't know which two men he saw.
And the little boy would have no frame of reference, you know, without his father being hysterical. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to Hot Talk.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry, I can't really hear you. Good evening, everybody. How y'all doing?
Good.
Very cool. Just want to say, obviously, I share a lot of your sentiments as far as what happened was definitely terrible, but just wanted to just interject my opinion as far as this. Just watching the conversation, just making sure that we're still staying aware and focused. And what I mean by that is just the conversations that are happening as far as generalizing things like radical and saying Islam. Just like, you know, caller mentioned, you know, Ku Klux Klan could be radical Christianity, right? So we got to be careful about those conversations and terrorism, right? General words like terrorism. Who is a terrorist? What do they look like now to us? What does that really mean? And so I know I guess it was the sheriff that I was on earlier talking about watching out for potential terrorists, making sure that we watch out for radical behavior. These are very general terms that can be used in all kinds of ways. What does that look like? What does that feel like? And obviously, like I said, once again, what happened today is craziness. We wish we lived in a world where that didn't happen, but just paying attention to these words and where they can really go. What does that mean? Because once we live in fear, then, you know, that gives local authorities a reason to, you know, offer protection. What does that mean? What does that look like? Are we talking about martial law? Are we talking about just the angles? And I'm not trying to sound like a conspiracy theorist or anything like that, but as a human living, let's just pay attention and look at what we're doing. Another reason I'm saying that too is, so I went to the gun range today by coincidence because I was heading there anyway, and obviously today, you know, what happened was crazy. And as I was going in there, I went in there, and the man behind the counter, the first thing he says to me, I had, you know, a couple weapons and things. I was with a cousin, and he says, are you guys getting ready for ISIS? And I thought that was odd. The first thing that came to my head is, that's really odd. And my cousin, you know, very frankly, just kind of said, no, we're just preparing for life, right? There's a difference between fear and preparation. We're not about that bull stuff, right? And so then the guy says, well, you see what happened this morning? And I said, well, yeah, we see what happened this morning, but that kind of thing is all over the place. I mean, we got to pay attention. Like people are really thinking like this. And to add to this, I'm in this shooting range. And you know what kind of targets they have? Like, I walked past me and my cousin, we finished, you know, letting go our rounds. I am a gun owner, and I believe in being able to have a gun. People who want guns will always be able to get guns.
Right. Okay.
So
what did he say?
I go past. I finish on a load of rounds. I'm done. I'm leaving past, and I see a younger boy, maybe he's probably, I don't know, 17, 18, right. With his father, and they're doing their thing. And there's targets there, and the targets are pictures of what looks to be Muslim people with the robe on, and it's pictures. And they're shooting at these pictures. And this is happening today. And I'm making the story up. And this is what I'm trying to point out, is that people live in a fear. Like, they hear things and they run with it. And so they're shooting at this. And there's two parts of our minds, right? This is what we engage on purpose, right, when you're thinking. And then there's the subconscious part of your mind that you're training. What is that saying? What are we doing? What is the term?
Oh, no, they knew. They're very clear on what they're doing. And they're very,
you know,
very
what is sick about?
And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know what is sick about the country? The Ku Klux Klan, a hate group, can march and be protected by the police, but let ISIS walk down the street and march, and it's a whole nother story.
Oh.
The same group that burned cross and burned people and drowned people and hung people can literally march down the street today and get police protection as they spew hate throughout the country.
The
flip side of it, if not even ISIS, but even if a Muslim peaceful group walked down the street, you know, it'd be mayhem.
Well, you know, I mean, it's baffling to the mind how we can take one the most peaceful religion in the world, how that has now been sold to back to us as the terror of the planet.
Because they needed to create a system to make other look unacceptable.
Yeah.
That's they created that.
But you know what? But you know what's amazing on Facebook and on social media today, if you notice, that all of the archival footage of Muhammad Ali, you know, so, and it's almost as if he is speaking from the, he is combating this from the grave, because I don't care where you go, where you look, all of his conversations are of peace and of acceptance. So, you know, I thought that was really striking today. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Hello, Sister Jill.
Brother Al.
Peace, my sister, brother. Hey, Brother Eric, thank you, brother, for having the courage to ask the question you asked. And Brother Abdul, thank you very much for explaining Islam to the people and letting them know this is the holy month of Ramadan. It is a month that we should read scripture and fill our mind with truth. And when you feed your mind with truth, goodness and beauty and love and justice is going to come out. Only truth going to do that. Sister Jill, brother, Muhammad Ali, you know, back to them sevens, he was born January 17, 1942, and he fulfilled the scripture in Revelation 2:17 by changing his name. God said in that verse, when you change your name, it's going to be between you and him, and the best going to come out of you. And that brother then fulfilled all of that. So, you know, and they tell you a lot of things about him, but what happened, the Quran tell you, say, you should always, the best, fight a God against evil.
Right.
And at one time, Ali was going around to those colleges telling white people about the evil and injustice that they had inflicted upon us, and that they is the cause of us being in a predicament that we're in. And one person asked Ali, say, well, there's some that are right. You know, he's talking about white people. And you know what Ali said? The wisdom that Allah gave him was this. If there was 10,000 snakes and 1,000 of them was non-poisonous, would you jump in that 10,000 trying to find that 1,000?
That's not right.
Allah knows everything. He knows who's right and who's good.
Yep.
And this is what we got to begin to do. Matter of fact, this month of Ramadan is a month that the whole world should go on, because it's all about ridding yourself of evil, injustice, unrighteousness, evil across the board, and bring about truth and righteousness and goodness. Making friends with the people you might be enemies with is a time of peace. And this is what we should carry into practice. Without that, we're not going to make it. Matter of fact, I'm going to ask everybody that has a Bible, tonight before you go to bed or in the morning before you leave your house, look at the last word in the Old Testament, the very last word, and ask yourself, is that the path that we're going upon?
Awesome. Brother Albert, it's always good to, I just wrote it down. You know I'm going home right now for the last word in the Old Testament. I love you. Thank you for calling. You know what time it is. You know we got to get out of here.
I already said this is always the fastest
two hours on the planet.
Radio, but so informative. Sweet, on point, and yes, tonight was a really, really, really hot
talk. Wait, do we have my song to cook? Because I know that my children, God bless the dead, have been welcomed with open arms, and yes, that this will be playing as they walk through and are welcomed into the kingdom. I want to close with this tonight. Those of you who know, get it. Those of you who don't, get your life, honey.
Amen.
We love you. I mean it. Talk to you next Sunday. I am.
Bye-bye.
Jill Tracy, and this is Hot Talk.
Quiet place overseas, and year after year, the kid has to hear the do's and don'ts and the dares. And when she's 10 years old, she takes that rock and roll, but Poppy bangs it from the home.
Jill Tracy, always live, always local, always entertaining and educating South Florida.
Heard every Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m.
The views and opinions expressed on Hot Talk, guests and callers are not necessarily those of WHQT, Hot 105, or Cox Media Group. Our studios and offices are located at 2741 North 29th Avenue in Hollywood, Florida. Join us next week for more of Hot Talk on Hot 105.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-256-3483 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-256-3483 to take your call right now. Call 877-256-3483. That's 877-256-3483. Again, 877-256-3483.
Leaving tobacco behind isn't an easy task. In all honesty, it's a very hard thing to do. The good news is, if you want to quit, Tobacco Free Florida offers free help, support, and the tools you'll need to succeed. When you call Tobacco Free Florida's quit line at 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW, you'll be able to connect to a certified quit coach who will help you create a free, personalized quit plan that's right for you. You may also qualify for free nicotine replacement therapy. If you've tried to quit tobacco before, or if you've been avoiding trying to quit, now is the right time for you to succeed. You're just a call away from starting your quit plan. There's a quitter in you, and with the help of Tobacco Free Florida's three ways to quit, you'll double your chances of success. Why wait then? Call Tobacco Free Florida at 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW. That's 1-877-822-6669. And ask about free nicotine replacement options to help you quit today.
Yo, this is Jagged Edge.
You're listening to WHQT Coral Gables, Miami's Hot 105, a Cox Media Group station.
Yeah.
This is Rodney, South Florida. Join Related Urban and Liberty City Square and Council on June 16th from 6 to 8 p.m. for a small business opportunity workshop. Being held this Thursday, June 16th, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Liberty Square Community Center, we will discuss the contractor registration process, revolving loan program, and much more. If you're a subcontractor, architect, engineer, security firm, courier service, or other goods and service provider, you gotta be there. That's 6 p.m. at 6304 Northwest 14th Avenue at the Liberty Square Community Center. We'll see you Thursday.
Ari Frazier, Florida licensed public adjuster. License number P174093.
Guys, listen carefully. Has your wife, girlfriend, mom, or significant other been nagging you about those repairs around the house? Are the repairs and the nagging making you miserable and not looking forward to your day off? Look, what are you paying homeowners insurance for? Most guys don't realize that homeowners insurance doesn't just cover hurricane and fires. It may also cover other repairs and your insurance premiums won't go up. It could be anything from leak damage, cracked tiles, literally anything she keeps nagging you about. I'm serious. Do what I did. Call Frazier for your free inspection at 305-252-1868. It only takes 15 minutes, and at the end of the day, you'll make her really happy. 305-252-1868. I got the repairs done. I didn't have to pay anything additional for it, and I didn't have to do it myself.
Thank you, honey.
Call Frazier now for your free inspection. 305-252-1868. Trust me, you won't regret it. 305-252-1868.
I do without it. I only know I live and I breathe for your love. Baby, you came to me in my time of need. When I needed you, you were there for me. Baby, the love from you is what got. My life was over and I didn't want to face or even see another day. Suddenly from nowhere, because of you, I was able to fall.